Sasha Dobson is a jazz singer from California who's become a singer-songwriter and song interpreter as she moved to New York City. Both her parents were jazz musicians, including the well-respected West Coast piano player Smith Dobson. She was on stage at the age of 16. Her album Modern Romance was guided by Jesse Harris and Richard Julian, whose songs have also been covered by Norah Jones. They are with us today as part of the band. I asked Sasha what it was like to move to New York City in her teens.
I managed to talk my parents in somehow to sending me to New York. I started out at the New School. I started when I was 17. And, you know, coming from a family of jazz musicians, I guess I was pretty eager to go my own way, you know.
And how young were you when you first started playing with your parents?
Pretty young, probably four or five.
Was it just kind of, let's bring cute Sasha on and have her sing, or did you?
It was probably cute Sasha when I was four or five, but, you know, around 10, my dad, I don't know how he got into it, but he decided to start the Dobson Family Band, and we did some shows, and that was probably when I was 10 or 11.
Now, explain to people how you grew up, because you had an incredibly, for most of us, and totally unusual, your family were working jazz musicians that's what they did. It wasn't their second job, it was their job. And around the Santa Cruz area?
Santa Cruz is where we grew up, my brother and I. But my mom and dad mostly played in San Francisco and Santa Clara and Monterey, the Bay Area.
Well, we not only love the songwriting and the sound, but we just love the way things evolved musically. And the Brazilian pop is passed around as part of what you do on this album, but that is only a small part of it, so it's kind of cool. But we shall recreate or come close to it today. What do you want to start off with?
Should we do a Want to Do Without You?
Sure.
Cool. So you roam and you roam, say no place is your home. So I will roam too. I don't want to stay without you. Nothing here. Time for me to disappear. If love won't come through, I don't want to stay without you. And I know is you there in front of me. Do dreams ever come true? I don't want to stay without you. Thank you.
beautiful beginning to our session today as the album begins also. Modern Romance, Sasha Dobson with the tune called Without You. And the guitars backing Sasha on that are played by the producers of the album, who are here today as well, Jesse Harris and Richard Julian. And Jesse, that's your tune.
Yeah.
And when I... That certainly has a Brazilian vibe to it. I mean, you'd think you'd channel Joe Beam or something on that.
Well, you know, it's funny. I didn't write the song as a Brazilian, you know, as a bossa. I wrote it more as a blues. And then Richard and Sasha turned it into a bossa nova. And I heard them do it. And I really loved the version. And I thought, man, we got to record that, you know. So that was really their doing to make the song that way.
That was kind of what started the whole project.
Yeah.
Jesse, comes out on your record label, on Secret Sun
That's
Records,
right, yeah.
And people who know Jesse undoubtedly know that he was involved with Nora Jones' success and kind of made enough money to be able to do what you want to do and continue to play with your band and continue to write. What was kind of a decision was it for you to do a record company?
Well, I don't know. I mean, for years, I would go out and hear bands, and I'd think, man, if I had a label, I would sign them, or I'd produce them, and you know, I wish I could do that. And furthermore, I got a little frustrated with being, you know, working with labels for my own band. I've done 6 records of my own. Only 2 of them were on a major label, and I just noticed... I happen to notice that I had more fun when I wasn't on a label, without all that pressure, you know, and also with the certain constraints artistically. I'm not saying that it was totally oppressive, but there were decisions that I would have made that weren't made, you know? And so I just thought it'd be more fun and adventurous to have my own label, have the freedom, and then have the free, you know, for myself, and then the freedom to sign other people. I don't have the freedom to force people to buy records, but we're working on that part.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got into the music business just at the right time,
yeah.
Jesse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's really hot right now.
Yeah, exactly. There's another song I absolutely love, which is called Four Leaf Clover. And I guess it's one Sasha, you and Richard wrote together.
Uh-huh.
Talk about the evolution of this one.
Well, I wish that I could lie, but I kind of started playing guitar shortly before this project or the record, you know, before we started recording. And, you know, everything I play on guitar is pretty much by ear. And so Four Leaf was, I mean, it's pretty much 3 chords. It is 3 chords, but... I mean, that song came from just me fooling around on the guitar and kind of writing a song based on what I was able to play. And, you know, and so that's kind of how that came about.
How did you and Richard first meet?
Through mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, I at that time, you know, when we met, I was really starting to think, I really want to start... either working with songwriters or covering some recent music and just tap into, you know, now.
What were you singing
after,
at the time?
You know, 20 years of playing standards.
Yeah, yeah.
And feeling good about that and up until about 2.5 years ago, and then feeling completely out of touch with everyone around me, huh. You know, at least musically. And Richard was one of the first people, Jesse too, these two guys. I mean, because they were right there, I could talk to them and say, "Hey, I want to check out this song." And I came to one of Richard's shows, and there you have it.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, let's hear a version of Four Leaf Clover.
Okay. Da 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 da.
Four Leaf Clover, a great use of three chords from Sasha Dobson, and the band is playing with us today. Sasha, you should tell Susan the rhythm section today.
Today we have the fabulous and handsome Tim Lunsell on the bass. Shabalama! Claps. And also fabulous and handsome Robert DiPietro on drums. Shabalama!
It's interesting that you chose to cover a couple of songs on here. One would kind of make sense with your background doing the Ellington Tune. Mm-hmm. But the Yeah 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 song, which is, I wouldn't say completely unrecognizable, but kind of cool the way it turns out. How did you decide to do that?
Well, you know, around the time that I was first hanging out with Jesse and Richard, I was so eager and still am to just learn music of the times. You know, I've just studied so much jazz for so long that I'm constantly trying to catch up, you know, and was telling Jesse and I were both, you know, thinking it would be cool to cover maybe a recent composer, you know, and he was turning me on to different artists, the Bright Eyes and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and we both just dug that song. So yeah, I have to give Jesse
great version of it too. Is that, can you do that one today? That
work? Sure.
Cool. Sasha Dobson is our guest today, and we go from a song with three chords to one with almost just one.
Wait till you hear the next one. There's no chords.
I knew we had the right band.
It's all silent.
That's a cover of Modern Romance. They're playing live for us today. Sasha, thank you so much for coming by.
Appreciate it.
Sasha Dobson, our guest. The new album is Modern Romance, and we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.